Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
This is Michigan Radio. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday morning at this time, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about what's happening in state news and politics. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump addressed the Detroit Economic Club, laying out parts of his fiscal strategy on Monday. Trump continued to emphasize topics that have long been a concern here in Michigan: the struggle to retain manufacturing jobs, the international competition for those jobs, American energy sources. How do you think that approach will resonate with Michigan voters? And is it enough to swing the statewide presidential vote to a Republican for the first time since 1988?
Well, the polls would suggest that Mr. Trump isn't doing very well. It is certainly true that there are a lot of displaced manufacturing workers in Michigan and other Midwestern states. And it's certainly true that NAFTA caused a net loss of jobs in places like Michigan. But there are a lot of other factors in this campaign. Trump's speech in Detroit was uncharacteristically muted. Some think that he was actually speaking more to the sort of business leadership that are members of the Detroit Economic Club, trying to reassure them about him. So there is something there that he could potentially tap into, but so far, indications are he hasn't been able to do that.
Mayor Mike Duggan and other Detroit city leaders have spent a lot of time promoting the message that Detroit is making a comeback. Duggan talked about it at the Democratic National Convention a couple of weeks ago. Trump is taking a more negative view of things, not just here in Michigan, but in most of his speeches about conditions in the U.S. Does having that sort of negative national spotlight on Detroit hurt the efforts to rebuild the city's image as a place on the rise?
Oh, I don't think so. In fact, people in Governor Snyder's camp indicated some resentment of what Trump was saying. Of course, Trump is a Republican running for president. The Democrats have been in power. He's bound to say that everything is terrible and bad. But I think Michigan, people in Michigan generally know that Detroit's out of bankruptcy and seems to be doing better. And of course, the governor's not supporting his party's presidential candidate. So as of now, I really don't think it has any kind of major influence.
Hillary Clinton's coming to Michigan on Thursday, Jack. She's also planning to discuss the economy. What kind of message are you expecting from her, and will she take a sunnier view of Michigan's present and future?
Well, of course, Hillary Clinton, some people, Republicans like to say she's running for a third term of Barack Obama, and well, that's certainly not exactly the case. President Obama has been in power for 8 years. She's been part of the administration, and she can say, certainly with some justice, that unemployment has come down, more people are back to work, the economy is in much better shape, everybody agrees, than it was in January of 2009. On the other hand, she could conceivably get some questions from displaced workers who haven't been able to find jobs or jobs to pay anything like what they used to. That could be a potential problem for her. In fact, she has said that Democrats have not done enough to address the concerns of such workers. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Jack, not often that I get to mention marijuana and fracking in the same story, but I'm going to give it a shot. In state election news, there have been two legal challenges to Michigan's requirements for putting a question on the statewide ballot. One from a group hoping to legalize marijuana, the other from a group hoping to ban fracking. They're arguing that the rule that requires all the necessary signatures to be no more than 180 days old violates the state constitution. I think most people would agree it shouldn't be easy to change the state constitution, but how important is the 180-day rule to this whole process?
Well, most people who know anything about it think it's too easy to change the state constitution now. But what happened was, for a long time, there was sort of an informal practice followed that signatures had to be collected within 180 days, which is almost half a year. And then they codified that in law. Now, the people protesting this are saying that it's not fair to change the law while the process is going on. It's sort of an ex post facto change in the law, they would say. I think it's unlikely they'll prevail, but this could be an issue going on down the line.
Jack, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 to talk about the latest in Michigan politics. He joined me today via Skype. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.